The following article is taken from Brian Hardgen's Infotech magazine. You can visit him on the web at www.hardgen.org. That's www.hardgen.org. And Brian does have WindowEye set files now available for the program he's about to review, which will give the same kind of functionality as is available to JFW users.
I'm going to review a piece of computer software which allows you to keep accurate records of names, addresses, phone numbers, and diary dates. It's called Anytime Deluxe, and you can purchase it from Amazon.co.uk at £15.99, from Computer Room Services at comproom.co.uk for £19.99, or from Sight and Sound Technology at sightandsound.co.uk for £34.95. In the Day Planner of Anytime Deluxe, you can manage your daily schedule. You can track your appointments, events, and to-do list easily and quickly. The Day Planner is your daily guide to activities, scheduled events, and to-do list. In the Appointment and Events page, you can add timed events, such as appointments, or untimed events, such as birthdays or anniversaries. Your to-do list can be a running list of items you do every day, or you can maintain separate lists for separate days. You can set alarms to sound a reminder minutes or hours before a meeting. If you have an event which occurs as a weekly meeting, you can schedule it once as a repeating event, and Anytime Deluxe will repeat the event automatically for you. You can reschedule items as well. There is a notes area for adding additional notes for each event. The week, month, and year glances allow you to see the appointments over a given period of time, thus determining free time you have available. The address book allows you to keep a record of those all-important names, addresses, and telephone numbers, but it does much more than that. If you have a modem installed in your PC, you can ask Anytime to dial your telephone contacts for you. The different elements of Anytime are truly integrated. For example, from the address book, you can schedule a meeting with any one of your contacts. Anytime also has other features, including a small word processor for taking notes. It is a very powerful program, and a tutorial could easily be produced about it. There are so many functions that I can only give you a brief outline here. If you have JAWS for Windows, then you are going to get the most out of Anytime Deluxe, manufactured by Individual Software. Some excellent scripts have been written for Anytime Deluxe, although they're not absolutely perfect. I think there are one or two improvements which could easily be made. WindowEye users will have reasonable access, although not quite as good as JAWS for Windows users. You can get reasonable access with WindowEye if you use the set files for Anytime Deluxe version 7.1 available from the GW Micro website at www.gwmicro.com. If you are a HAL user, to be candid, I'd forget about this item altogether, unless you want to hear what can be achieved with other screen reading products. That said, what I'm going to do first of all is to launch Anytime Deluxe 7.1 from the icon on my computer's desktop. I'm focused on that icon right now, so I'm going to press Enter.
Untitled Anytime Deluxe Day Planner. Day Planner, Sunday, 16, June 2002. Appointments, 6 o'clock.
I've made sure the default behavior is maintained for the moment, although we will configure it slightly in just a while. The first thing it said is untitled, because we haven't actually saved a file, a diary, in Anytime Deluxe as yet. And also, it said today's date, which is Sunday the 16th of June, and 6 o'clock a.m., which is the starting time. That's the time that the diary is opened at. I'm going to press the down arrow key to begin learning our navigational commands.
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock T, 1 o'clock T.
The default behavior is to advance by 1 hour at a time every time you use the down arrow key, and obviously pressing the up arrow key will take you back through the hours. Pressing home
6 o'clock
will take you back to the start of your diary times, and pressing end
10 o'clock P
will take you to the end of the diary time. So the range is from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the moment. Using control and right arrow will allow you to move forward through the days of the week in the day planner.
Monday 17, June 2002, 6 o'clock. Tuesday 18, June 2002, 6 o'clock.
And notice it always goes to the start of the hours in the day as far as the day planner is concerned, because we were at 10 p.m. of course on the Sunday, the 16th of June, but pressing control and right arrow took us to Monday and Tuesday, etc. We went back to 6 o'clock.
Wednesday, 19, June 2002, 6 o'clock.
And control and left arrow will take you back through the days.
Tuesday, 18, Monday, 17, Sunday, 16, June 2002, 6 o'clock.
Before we start scheduling appointments, let's just go into the options menu to start fine-tuning this.
Menu active options settings S.
And it's a settings option we need.
Leaving menus settings general tab window to open when starting combo box day planner 2 of 8.
Now this is a multi-page dialog box and we begin with the general tab and it's asking you which window do you want to open when any time starts. And by default, it's the day planner, but we could also have...
None. Day address book.
The address book, if you prefer to look at your contacts on a regular basis first.
Notebook.
The notebook, which is the word processor.
Week glance.
The week glance.
Month glance.
Month glance.
Year glance.
Year glance.
Last open window.
The last open window, whatever that was. So wherever you closed Anytime Deluxe, it would reopen at that point. And that's all the options we have.
Notebook, address book, day planner.
Okay, so I'll go back to the day planner and tab on.
Automatically open the last file used when starting, checkbox not checked.
Automatically open the last file. As I said a few moments ago, you need to save your diary. So you may have in any time a work diary and a home or personal diary. So do you want it to open one of those? Or do you want it to open with a blank page every time, and then you can select the file you want?
Automatically save changes when exiting, checkbox checked.
That's a good one to have checked. Automatically save changes when exiting, just in case you forget to save your diary on a regular basis. It will do that when you press Alt F4 to close any time down. Let's just move over now.
Events tab.
To the Events tab.
Events page, default appointment, duration, minutes, combo box, 30, 5 of 9.
When you book an appointment, it's going to schedule the appointment for a 30-minute time frame. So if you were to book an appointment, say, at 11 o'clock on a particular day, it will say in the diary that the meeting will last 30 minutes. So how do you want that to be displayed by default? We have several options.
20. 15, 10, 30, 45, 60, 90, 120.
We have all sorts of options there. So what we'll do is we'll make it 0.
0.
Because your times could vary, of course, couldn't they? So that's not actually appropriate. But if you were in a profession where you knew you wanted to allocate each person a certain time frame, then that would be an option that you would want to consider using.
Default alarm sound, combo box, digital phone, 8 of 22.
Now, there are all sorts of alarm sounds here, which is quite good. I've got it set on the digital phone, but you can browse the list if you want to examine the different choices.
Day planner tab.
In the day planner tab.
Day planner page, time scale, starting time, edit combo, 6 o'clock.
Now, if your diary is exclusively for work purposes, it's unlikely that you're going to be doing any work at 6 o'clock in the morning, unless you're me, of course. It's more realistic to imagine that you're going to start at, say, 9 o'clock. And what we need to do is actually edit this box. So I'm going to press home and have a look at it.
6.
And we've got 6. I'm going to delete that.
colon,
and put 9 in there, and tab on.
Time scale ending time. Edit combo, 10 o'clock P.
And you'll notice we've got 10 o'clock there. Again, we wouldn't want to do that, so we're going to put 5 in there. I'm going to press home, delete the 1 and the 0.
0, colon,
and type 5, and tab.
Time scale spacing minutes combo box, 60, 6 of 8.
Now we've got 60 minutes every time we press the down arrow, of course. Now that is far too much. We're probably better having, say, every 10 minutes, so I'm going to arrow up here.
45, 30, 20, 15, 10.
There we are, we've got 10.
Address book tab.
In the address book tab,
address book page, show name, first Jane Doe radio button checked, 1 of 2.
We've got 2 radio buttons here, and this all depends upon how you want your address book laid out. So you can have the first name first or the surname first. I'm going to have the surname first.
Show names, last name, first Doe, Jane radio button checked, 2 of 2.
And tab on.
Sort by last name, radio button checked, 2 of 3.
How do you want them sorted? By last name?
Sort by first name, radio button checked.
By first name?
Sort by company name, radio button checked.
Or by company name? Well, I'm going to have it sorted by surnames.
Sort by last name, radio button checked. Dates and times tab.
Dates and times tab.
Dates and times page. Date format 2. DD/MM/YY radio button checked. 2 of 4.
As we've seen, you can browse through the dates until you get to the one you want, but if you want to enter a date specifically, how are you going to do that? In which format? Well, I've put DD/MM/YY. Okay, so in other words, 16/06/02.
Time format 5. 3:30 PM radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Okay, so do you want to enter the times in 24-hour clock or 12-hour clock? And for the purposes of this demonstration, that's all you need to know. So I'm going to make sure I'm on the OK button at this point.
OK button to activate, press spacebar.
Which I am, and I'll press the spacebar.
Day planner, Sunday, 16, June 2002, appointments, 9 o'clock.
And immediately we're on 9 o'clock, and if we arrow down...
9:10. 9:20, 9:30.
You can see that we're getting 10-minute intervals at this point. Now I'm going to start putting a few appointments in, and these are actually genuine appointments that I've got this week. So the first thing I'm going to do is to press Control and right arrow until I get to Monday.
Monday, 17, June 2002, 9 o'clock.
And I've got 9 o'clock a.m. here. And I've got to ring Terry Robinson, actually, for Infotech magazine, and it's to interview him about the Describe Online Guide to Site Village, and that's at 9:40 a.m. Now, there are 2 ways of doing this, really. Well, 3 ways. You can either go to the Day Planner menu with Alt-D and arrow down the options. You can activate the context menu on a particular day, and you can arrow down the context menu. And context menus are very useful, of course, in all kinds of software, and Anytime Deluxe is no exception. Alternatively, you can use the shortcut key for entering a new appointment, which is F3.
Time edit combo, 9 o'clock.
And it's asking for the time, and of course we want to alter that to 9:40. So I'm going to...
9, colon.
I'm reviewing this with the arrow keys, and I've got 9, colon.
0.
I'm going to delete the 0.
0.
And put in 4. Of course, we don't have to do it that way. We could have just typed 9, colon, 40 over the top if we'd wanted to. But now I have got 9:40. I'm going to do a say line here.
Time edit combo, 9:40.
Just to check it, and that's fine. I'm going to tab.
Event edit combo.
And I'm going to type that in... telephone interview with Terry Robinson, and tab.
Details button.
I'm going to press the space bar on that button. Don't press enter, it doesn't seem to work.
App/event details, general tab, description edit combo, telephone interview with Terry Robinson.
The description is correct, telephone interview with Terry Robinson.
Alarm checkbox checked.
Do we want an alarm? Yes, we do, and that checkbox is checked by default.
Notify early edit combo, 0.
Notify early. Well, I think that might be a good idea. I need a reminder at least 10 minutes before. before so that I can make sure that SoundForge is loaded in the computer and the levels are appropriately set as best I can before I get Terry on the phone. So I'm going to alter that from 0 to 10. And what have we got?
Alarm check 10 minutes digital phone.
Digital phone, which is correct. I just put a 1 in front of the 0, by the way. I pressed the home key, first of all, and then typed in 1. You could, of course, type in 10 straight over the top.
Notify early alarm 10 combo box minutes 1 of 3.
So we've got minutes here.
Alarm check 10 hours digital phone.
We could also have hours.
Alarm check 10 days digital phone.
Or days. Well, you wouldn't want that, so I'm going to make sure it's back at minutes.
Alarm check 10 minutes digital phone.
You will find that JAWS isn't speaking very well in these combo boxes. Window Eyes does a lot better in these combo boxes, and that's one of the things I think should be fixed in the script. What I'm having to do is press the down arrow key, and it's not speaking, and then I'm doing a say line, and it's working. Certainly Window Eyes does a better job there.
Alarm sound combo box, digital phone, 8 of 22.
Well, we already know that it's going to be a digital phone. We can change it here if we want to, though.
Repeat ... button, start time edit combo, 9:40.
That's the start time of the appointment.
End time edit combo, 9:40.
Now, I don't personally care about the end time at this stage, but if you wanted to schedule it for a specific time frame, you could alter that here. Don't forget, when we were looking at the options settings menu, we were customizing its default behavior, but you have so much control with any time deluxe that you can alter it for individual appointments as well, which is really nice. But I don't know how long it's going to take, actually, this telephone interview. So I'm just going to leave that as it is for the time being.
OK button.
There's the OK button, but we can just tab on.
Cancel. Apply button. New button. General tab.
Because we've got other pages here.
Notes tab.
We've got a notes tab and tab on.
Notes page. Edit combo.
If we wanted to put any notes in here, we certainly could do that.
OK button.
For example, I might want to put in some of the questions that I want to ask Terry. That's not the way I'd do it at all, actually, because I'd write them down in Braille. But you get the idea, the things you could do. So I'm back at the OK button. I'm going to enter.
Day planner, Monday, 17, June 2002. Appointments, 9:40, a telephone interview with Terry Robinson.
Okay, that's fine. Now if we press home
9 o'clock
to go to 9 o'clock and then arrow down
9:10, 9:20, 9:30, 9:40 a telephone interview with Terry Robinson.
So immediately you get the appointment spoken to you because we type that in the description field. Let's just do another permutation of that. Let's press control and right arrow to go to the next day.
Tuesday, 18, June 2002, 9 o'clock.
Rather than pressing F3 for creating a new appointment and then typing in the time, I'm going to arrow down to the appointed time.
9:40, 9:50, 10 o'clock.
We're at 10 o'clock, and now I'm going to press F3.
Time edit combo, 10 o'clock.
And we've already got 10 o'clock filled in. I'm going to tab on.
Event edit combo.
And I'm going to put in here, visit to Preston. And tab.
Details button, notes button.
There's the notes button, which you can activate as well if you didn't want to go through the details and then fill in information in the notes tab. You can go straight to it here.
OK button.
And there's the OK button. I'm going to press enter there.
Day planner, Tuesday, 18, June 2002, appointments, 10 o'clock, a visit to Preston.
But notice that this time what we didn't actually do was to insert details about the alarm that we needed, or anything like that, any kind of reminder. Now, because we're focused on the appointment, we can either press F2 at this stage to edit its contents. That would be the time of the appointment, the description, or the details, or the notes. Or we can press one of a few other function keys. We can press F9 to go straight to the details page, or Shift and F9 to go straight to the notes page. There are so many different ways in which you could schedule an appointment. For example, you can use the fast day option to navigate to a specific day. That is Alt-D-F, and you can type in the day you want in there and press enter, and you'll be at that date in the day planner. So if you wanted to note down somebody's birthday, for example, you could do that. That will be a very effective way of doing it. You could also use the auto-schedule function. If we press Alt-D here,
menu active, day planner,
and arrow down the day planner options,
F4T, auto-schedule ..
we get auto-schedule, and the shortcut key Jaws is telling me is S. So you could press Alt-D and then S if you wanted.
Leaving menus, auto-schedule dialog, description edit combo, apt with 1 of 3.
And you've got several options here. Is it an appointment with somebody?
Meeting with 2 of 3.
Is it a meeting with someone?
Call 3 of 3.
Or do you have to call someone? Well, actually, it's a meeting.
Meeting with 2 of 3.
And then we can tab on.
Edit combo 18/6/02.
And we've got the date here, 18/6/02. Well, I'm going to make that this Thursday because I have a meeting that I need to go to. That is going to be on the 20th, so I'm going to type 20/06/02 and tab.
Start time edit combo, 10 o'clock.
It is 10 o'clock, actually the start time, but you could edit that if you wanted to.
End time edit combo, 10 o'clock.
Well, this time I'm going to type 11:00, because I do hope it'll finish by 11.
Type appointment, radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Is it an appointment, or is it a to-do item? We haven't got to to-do items as yet, but we will do.
Okay button.
It's an appointment in any case, and I'm going to press enter there.
Day planner, Thursday, 20 June 2002, appointments, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, a meeting with.
Right, now we need to edit that a little bit, don't we? We could edit this appointment with F2.
Time edit combo, 10 o'clock.
Okay, and tab on.
Event edit combo, meeting with.
And it's a meeting with.
Space.
And we need to edit that a little bit. John Smith, we'll put in there. And then tab.
Details button.
And the details, we could press the space bar and go through the process of filling in the details fields if we wanted to.
OK button.
And press enter.
Day planner, Thursday, 20 June 2002. Appointments, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, a meeting with John Smith.
Now, what if John Smith calls me on Wednesday and says, I'm sorry, Brian, that I really can't make that appointment. Can we reschedule that appointment? Of course we can. Obviously, you would navigate to the day you wanted using control and right arrow. Or you could use the fast day option with Alt-D-F and then type in the date and press enter. Once you're at John Smith's appointment, then what you could do is to press Control-R.
Reschedule dialog, 1 o'clock, start time edit combo, 10 o'clock.
We could reschedule that appointment to, what shall we say, 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. So I type in 2:00 P for 2 p.m.
End time edit combo, 11 o'clock.
And we'll make that 3 p.m. I'll type 3:00 P.
Date edit combo, 20/6/02.
And we're going to schedule it for the following Monday, aren't we? So that's going to be the 24th. So 24/06/02.
OK button.
And there's the OK button.
Day planner, Thursday, 20 June 2002, appointments, 9 o'clock.
And now if we use the fast day option with Alt-D-F, Alt-D-F.
Menu active, leaving menus, fast date dialog, edit combo, 20/6/02.
And we want to put in 24/06/02 to see what appointments we have on the 24th of June.
Day planner, Monday, 24, June 2002, appointments, 9 o'clock.
And by default, it takes us to 9 a.m. if we arrow down.
9:10, 9:20, 9:30, 9:40, 9:50, 1:40 p., 1, 2 o'clock p., 3 o'clock p., meeting with John Smith.
That's right. So we've got our appointment scheduled, or rescheduled, I should say, for Monday the 24th of June at 2 p.m. While I'm talking about rescheduling items, there are a couple of other ways you could do that. If you had an appointment at a later date, but you wanted to reschedule that for today, you could navigate to it and then press Control and T. You could also reschedule it to next Monday, and that would be Control and M. If you wanted to delete any appointment, you could navigate to it and then press the delete key, and it would ask you whether you want to delete the item or not. If you're navigating through your diary and you want to get back to today at any stage, you can just press Control and Home.
9 o'clock, top of file, 9 o'clock.
And then we can use a keystroke in JAWS, which will tell us which day we're on, and that is Control-Shift-D.
Sunday, 16, June 2002.
Which it has done. There are some other keys that you can use in the day planner. You can press Control-Shift-R, which will tell you the number of the day that you're focused on, and how many days in the year left to go.
Day 167,198 remaining.
So, day 167, 198 days remaining. There are keys in WindowEyes that you can use as well, which I'll just detail. To be honest, I don't think the author of the set files has done a very good job with laying out the set files of any time. There's no imagination being used at all there. For example, if you want to use the keystroke in WindowEyes, which will tell you the number of the day you are currently on and the number of days left in the year, you press Alt and Figure 4. Alt and Figure 9 reads the date, in other words, Sunday, 16 June 2002. Now, we haven't looked at the to-do list yet, so I'm going to navigate to Wednesday.
Monday, 17, June 2002. Tuesday, 18, June 2002. Wednesday, 19, June 2002. 9 o'clock.
And, of course, we're faced with our list of times at the moment if we were to press up and down arrow. But if we press Tab...
To-do list.
We're in the to-do list. Okay. And this is completely blank at the moment. There's nothing in there at all. Pressing up and down arrow won't help us because there's nothing there. Now, if we want to schedule a new item in the to-do list, which I do, with no time associated with it, for example, we can press F4.
To-do edit combo.
And we type in edit the article about any time deluxe. And we can tab.
Priority combo box, 1 of 36.
Priority. We can arrow down this combo box with 36 items in it.
Blank, 1 of 36. 1, 2 of 36.
Okay, so if you have several items in the to-do list for Wednesday, you can put them in order of priority. Which is the most urgent? Well, this is fairly urgent, actually, because we're running to the end of June, and I really need to get this magazine out.
1, 2 of 36.
So I'm going to make sure that's priority number 1.
Details button.
If you want to add details into this item, you certainly can do that in the same manner as we did with an appointment.
Notes button.
We can add notes to it as well.
OK button.
And there's the OK button, so I can press Enter there.
Day Planner, Wednesday, 19, June 2002. To-do list, 1, edit the article about any time deluxe.
All right. Now, if we just Shift-Tab away from that.
Appointments, 9 o'clock.
And we control left arrow.
Tuesday, 18.
We're back to Tuesday. Control right arrow.
Wednesday, 19, June 2002, 9 o'clock.
We're on our appointments page. If we want to find out what we've got to do for Wednesday, we just tab.
To-do list, 1, edit the article about any time deluxe.
And if we tab again.
Appointments, 9 o'clock.
We're back to our appointments list. Now, let's say you wanted to schedule an appointment to listen to In Touch every week on Radio 4. I'm going to do this. The way I'm going to do it is to navigate to Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, 18, June 2002.
And I'm going to press F3 here.
Time edit combo, 9 o'clock.
And I'm going to put 8:40, 8:40p, and tab.
Event edit combo.
And I'm going to put Listen to In Touch.
Details button.
We need to press the spacebar on the details button.
/event details, general tab, description edit combo, listen to and touch. Alarm checkbox checked.
We want an alarm.
Notify early edit combo, 0.
We'll have it notify us 5 minutes early for this.
Notify early alarm 5 combo box, minutes 1 of 3.
That's fine, I just typed in 5 into that edit box, by the way.
Alarm sound combo box, digital foe 8 of 22. Repeat ... button.
Now, the repeat button I skipped over earlier on because we were not ready to deal with it at that point, but we are now, so I press the spacebar.
/event details dialog.
Now we have a series of property sheets. We have none, which will be pointless.
Daily tab.
Daily tab.
Weekly tab.
Weekly tab.
Month by date tab.
Month by date.
Month by day tab.
And month by day. If you wanted to be reminded of something on the 25th of each month, then you would select the month by date tab, because obviously it wouldn't matter on which day the thing fell. Month by day is different. If you wanted to be reminded of something every 4 weeks on a Tuesday, then you could certainly use that.
Year by date tab.
And you have another pair of options for year by date.
Year by date tab.
And year by day. We want weekly in this instance.
Weekly tab.
So I've selected the weekly tab.
Repeat edit combo every.
Repeat every.
Sun checkbox not checked. Mom checkbox not checked.
Now we have checkboxes for every day of the week.
Two checkbox not checked.
And we're going to press the spacebar.
Checked.
On the Tuesday checkbox.
Web checkbox not checked. Food checkbox not checked. Fry checkbox not checked. Sat checkbox not checked. Edit combo 1.
This combo edit box refers to how many weeks we want this to occur. I think it does anyway. So I'm going to put 52 in there. And tab.
Edit combo 18/6/02.
Now this is the until edit box. I have to admit, I haven't played with this feature a whole lot, but I can't see the point of filling that in. If you've already told any time to schedule the appointment for the next 52 weeks, I don't really see why you would need to fill anything in this date until box, because it would obviously know to stop after 52 weeks.
If the repeating event falls on the weekend, then combo box, schedule event 1 of 5.
It's not going to fall on the weekend, actually, but it's interesting to look at the options. If it did fall on the weekend, do you want it to...
Remove event.
Remove the event.
Move to previous Friday. Move to next Monday. Move Saturday, Sunday, Mom.
So there are all sorts of options there.
OK button.
And there's the OK button.
Untitled Anytime Deluxe Day Planner /event details dialog. General page.
And we need to activate the next OK button as well.
Description. Alarm checkbox. Notify. Alarm. Repeat. ... Start time. End time. Edit combo. 8:40 p.m.
The only thing we need to change about this appointment is that part of it, because we know it's going to end at 9 o'clock. So I'm going to type 9:00 p. in there.
OK button.
And now activate.
Day planner.
The only thing I haven't really detailed is how to schedule an untimed event. Let's go to Friday of this week.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 21, June 2002, 9 o'clock.
And what we'll do is we'll put in a new appointment here.
Time edit combo, 9 o'clock.
With F3. And for an untimed event, you just backspace that out.
A, blank.
So you've got nothing in the edit box here. And you would tab.
Event edit combo.
And I'm going to type in here, Tracy's birthday. And tab.
Details button. Notes button. OK button.
We don't want to put anything else in.
Day planner. Friday, 21, June 2002. Events. Tracy's birthday.
Let's just control arrow away from that.
Thursday, 20, June 2002.
And back to it.
Friday, 21, June 2002. 9 o'clock.
Now, where's the appointment?
9:10. 9:20.
9:30. Now, I'm arrowing down the list here, but we can't find any reference to Tracy's birthday. So what we need to do is tab.
To-do list.
So it's not there. And if we tab again...
Events, Tracy's birthday.
We have events, so we've now got 3 panes rather than 2. We usually have the list of times, in other words, the appointments, the to-do list. And also, now we've got a third one, which is events... and that's got Tracy's birthday in. But if we control left arrow,
Thursday, 20 June 2002, appointments, 9 o'clock,
and tab,
to-do list, appointments, 9 o'clock.
For that particular day, we've just got the two panes again. That is all I can say, really, about the day planner, but there's a lot you can do with that, isn't there? It's really very good indeed. Let's just have a quick look at the week glance. I'm going to press Alt-V.
Menu active.
Because that's what you need to do. You need to go to the View menu in order to get the different glances and the different functions, like the notebook and the address book. I'm going to press W for week glance.
Leaving menus, week glance, Saturday/Sunday, 15, 16 June.
And what you do here is press Control on right arrow.
Monday, 10 June. Monday, 17 June, 9:40, a telephone interview with Terry Robinson. Monday, 24 June, 2 o'clock, tea meeting with John Smith. Monday, 1 July.
So at the moment, we're flicking through each week, and we're landing on the Monday of each week, aren't we? We're now on the 1st of July. If we want to go back to the week in which we've been entering appointments, what we do is press Control and left arrow.
Monday, 24 June, 2 o'clock. Monday, 17 June, 9:40, a telephone interview with Terry Robinson.
Okay, so we've got one appointment on that particular day. We need to tab on if we want to go through the days for that week.
Tuesday, 18 June, 10 o'clock, a visit to Preston, 8:40p, listen to and touch.
So we've got two appointments on Tuesday which are being read out. Now this is where the power of the JAWS scripting language really comes into its own, because with Window Eyes you don't really get this much information. For example, if you, in the day planner, press Control and right arrow, you don't actually get the day being read out automatically. You'll get the start time being read out, but you don't actually get the date and the day of the week. What you have to do is press Alt and Figure 9 in the set files in order to get that information read out. Now, similarly, in the week glance and the month glance, it's not quite as sophisticated as you're hearing here with JAWS. It is possible to use the different glances, but you'll need to press Alt and Figure 2 in order to get the information read to you. And it's not quite in the tidy fashion which JAWS certainly gives you here. But it is actually possible to do it with Window Eyes, providing you use those keystrokes. The address book is really excellent with both JAWS and Window Eyes. I'm going to select the address book from the View menu with Alt-V-A.
Menu left, leaving menus, address book A.
And it works in a very similar way to the day planner and the week glance, etc. We're on A at the moment, and we can move through the letters of the alphabet with Control right arrow.
C.
We've got A and C.
E. G. I.
JAWS is speaking in a higher pitch because obviously these are capital letters, but you can see we're going through the odd letters here. So if we, for example, want H.
G.
You focus on the G option, and then you can tab,
H,
and we're on H. Now, if we want to add a new address in here, we can again go through the various menus. You can press Alt-A for the address book menu and arrow down the options, or you can use the context menu, or you can use various shortcut keys. And they are exactly the same shortcut keys as you had before. For example, if we press F3, we can add a new address.
First edit combo.
And it's asking for the first name, so I'm going to put in Brian, and tab.
Last edit combo.
And Hartgen.
Oh, edit combo.
Well, JAWS isn't reading that out properly, but it should be position, actually, in company.
PH, edit combo.
And then it's asking for the company name, and again, it's not reading that out properly.
Details button.
And we are now focused on the details button, so I'll press the space bar.
Address details, general tab, first name edit combo, Brian. Last name edit combo, Harjan.
I'm just tabbing through the dialogue.
Position edit combo.
There's no position.
Company edit combo.
There's no company.
Address edit combo.
Now, before we fill in the address edit field, I'm just going to tab
split up address into city, state, zip and country button.
You can split up the address if you want to into these different fields. Well, I'm going to activate that with the spacebar. And now we've got
address edit combo. Split up address into city, state, zip and country button. Address edit combo.
We've got several fields for the address at this point now, so I'm going to start filling it in.
Address edit combo. Address at ST edit combo. Zip edit combo.
I'm going to put the postal code in.
Country edit combo.
I'll put England in there.
Numbers edit combo.
Now we've got various spaces for work telephone number, home, mobile, etc., which JAWS isn't reading out all that well. So I'm just going to type a number in here, anyway, and tab through them.
Edit combo. Numbers edit combo. Edit combo. Numbers edit combo. Edit combo.
We will have to put this right, I'm convinced.
Numbers edit combo. Edit combo. Numbers edit com edit combo. Numbers edit title edit combo.
What I'm going to do is just escape out of this
address book
for the moment and switch over to WindowEyes. Now that I've flicked over to WindowEyes, the whole thing is making a lot more sense. After the postcode edit box, we have an edit box which is labelled
numbers.
And then, once we've typed the number in, which I will do, we can tab on
combo, edit box, 0 of 18.
We've got a combo box here, which we can arrow down.
1 of 18, home, 2 of 18.
We've got home,
work, 3 of 8,
work,
fax,
fax,
pager,
pager,
cellular,
cellular,
car, 7,
car,
email, 8.
We've got an email address,
voicemail,
voicemail,
direct, 10 of 8,
and lots more of them. Okay, so it's making a whole lot more sense now, so I'm going to make that work phone.
Voice, email, car, cellular, pager, fax, work, 3.
Okay, and tab on.
Edit box.
And we've got space for another number here.
Combo, edit box, 0 of 18.
And we can go through exactly the same process by selecting the option from the combo box, which is after the edit box.
Combo, edit box, T equals title, 0 of 8.
And now we've got a combo box containing the title.
1 of MR, 2 of 8.
And we're going to select MR from that. You can get space for about 5 different telephone numbers or email addresses in there, by the way.
Button, OK.
And now we can press Enter on the OK button.
Untitled anytime deluxe address book.
Now let's just control and left arrow back here. I'm using JAWS again, by the way. And now if I control and right arrow.
F. H. Arjun MR. Ryan Work. 01744612869.
And it's got my name and telephone number, which I entered. It didn't display the address details, although there are ways of being able to get around that. What we can do is activate the context menu here.
Context menu. New address. A.
We can insert a new address from here.
Auto schedule dot 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 S.
We can schedule an appointment with one of the contacts in the address book, so you will be able to integrate there with the day planner.
Edit E.
We could edit the details of the contact.
Details D.
We can add details.
Notes M.
We can add notes.
Auto dial dot 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 I.
We can dial the phone number 01744612869 if we had a modem in this machine.
Send mail dot 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 M.
If we had an email address, what we could do is activate the send mail option from here, and our default email client would launch, and we could go ahead and fill in the subject and the body of the message.
Print envelope dot 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 V.
We could print an envelope. And those are most of the options in the context menu. I'll just escape out of here.
Context.
So you can see it's a very powerful address book, and I've just gone over the options in a flash, really. But as far as JAWS is concerned, there's a bit of work to do. WindowEyes is doing a lot better job. But JAWS certainly does a lot better as far as the organizer features are concerned. So it swings and roundabouts, really. And if I could do a little bit of work on the JAWS scripts, then we would have a total solution as far as that screen reader was concerned, in terms of its interaction with any time. Now, don't forget that you do have to save the file and give it a sensible name, such as work, book, or diary, whatever you want to call it. Don't forget to do that. But that is really all I can say about Anytime Deluxe. It's an excellent tool, it really is. And if you want something, a great piece of computer software, where you can keep track of all this stuff, and we're getting more and more of it as individuals, aren't we? Then it's a really good tool to be able to work with.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.